Jeremiah chapter 13, from verse 15 to the end of the chapter, verse 27. Jeremiah 13, verse 15. I can see two applications to us today in this passage. The first is very personal to me as a preacher, and I'm sure the application is to all of us who feel that there are such serious things wrong with the churches today. There is such a superficiality and such worldliness and declension from the ways and word of God that we wish to confront this. And as you know, I try to do it with preaching and with my pen. Where is the challenge to me then? Well, it's in verse 17. This is what the prophet says to Judah and Jerusalem. He's been confronting them, of course, in discourse after discourse, and even in this one, there's a strong confrontation. But this is what he says about himself, verse 17. But if you do not listen, I will weep in secret because of your pride. My eyes will weep bitterly, overflowing with tears, because the Lord's flock will be taken captive. What is the challenge? Well, it's a challenge to me as a preacher. It's relatively easy, in some senses easy, to confront, to challenge, to reprove, to rebuke. And Jeremiah does all that. But he also has this quality, this attribute, this attitude, this mind, this heart, that he weeps bitterly, he says. Tears flow down his cheeks because the Lord's flock will be taken captive, because they will not hear. They will not listen. They will hear, if you like. They will attend. It's like God said to Ezekiel, that they'll come and they'll say, it's always pleasant, your preaching, but they won't do it. They won't listen. And Jeremiah weeps over it. David was the same in Psalm 119, speaking so highly of the law of God to his day. He is full of indignation, verse 53, Psalm 119, verse 53. He's full of loathing. He hates the disobedience to the law, but you will also find him in verse 136 of Psalm 119, crying, weeping over the breaking of God's law. Paul wept over the enemies of the cross, Philippians 3:18. He had longing, earnest desire for the salvation of Jews, his fellow Jews, Romans 9:11. Christ wept over Jerusalem, Luke 19:41. And therefore I challenge myself. I reprove myself, but also incidentally, my friend, if you're a believer and you feel the same as I do, that things are wrong with the churches, things are wrong in spiritual life today. Despite all the glamour and the glitz and the seeming rejoicing of it all, are we burdened about it? Well, does the burden extend to this? I challenge myself and I challenge you. I reprove myself. It's not enough to be indignant or to confront. We need Jeremiah's spirit, Christ's spirit, Paul's spirit. Surely it's God's spirit. I will weep, he says, my eyes will weep bitterly, overflowing with tears, because you will not listen, and judgment will have to come. That is the first challenge and first application I see here in this passage. Am I listening as a preacher to Jeremiah? But the second challenge application is clearly to the people of God. Jeremiah is confronting Jerusalem, Judah, and he says to them, "Hear and pay attention. They're arrogant." Verse 15, "For the Lord has spoken." And he's warning them of the judgment to come. "Oh, but look at the glorious dress," he might picture as a woman, gloriously dressed, arrayed. "God can," says Jeremiah, "expose your shame in a moment." And he uses a graphic picture about lifting their skirts and so on, exposing their shame. Jeremiah speaks to the king and the queen mother. "Come down," he says, "from your throne." Verse 18. He urges them to lift their eyes and see the Babylonians coming. Verse 20. "Oh, they're so strong and stable." No, no. Verse 24. "They're like chaff, and they'd be just blown away in the wind. For all their beauty, for all their establishment, for all their power." Verse 27, "You have forgotten me, trusted in false gods." And of course, the ones you boasted about and trusted in, they will turn the tables on you, and they will rule over you. You are unclean. And it will all be taken from you. Verse 20. "What will you say," he says in verse 21, "when the Lord sets over you those you cultivated as your special allies? You went to the world, and the world will rule over you." You see, this is what he's confronting Judah and Jerusalem about. But the point here in this passage, it seems to me, is the challenge is that though Jerusalem and Judah were hearing this, if you like, but they weren't paying attention. They were listening. And they were acting upon what they had heard. And he likens it in verse 23. "Can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard its spots?" Well, of course, no, he can't. Now, this text is often used, of course, to the unbeliever. The unbeliever is so bound in sin, so ruined in the fall. He has lost all power to repent and believe. Human inability, well, there's a doctrine. It needs effectual calling. Yes, the irresistible grace. Yeah, there's another doctrine. It's a wonderful sermon for the unbeliever. And so it is, my friend. But it wasn't said to the unbeliever. It was said to Judah and Jerusalem. It's said to me, my friend. It's said to you as a believer. Are we so hardened in our sins that we won't listen to God? We won't hear him. Well, we'll hear him on the outside, as it were, but we won't pay attention and we will not obey. Well, what does Jeremiah say? "Woe to you, Jerusalem. Woe to you." And of course, the disaster came. Now, as I've said many times, it may be that this passage has no relevance to us today whatsoever. That we're in such a state where we, as believers, and the churches we are associated with, it's also in accordance with the New Testament. It's also much of God's blessing that these words have no relevance to us. We are listening to God. We're not arrogant. We're not trusting in the world. And we haven't got the world in with us. We aren't copying the world's methods. And we are stable and strong. And we're serving God and his blessing is upon us. This is a museum piece. It might be. But that kind of response may be just exactly what Jeremiah is speaking about. At the very least, my brother and sister, we should be saying, search me with this passage, Lord. I have felt the force of it, and I appeal to all preachers and all believers who in any way feel grieved over what's going on. Are we grieved like Jeremiah to weep in secret? There's a challenge to me, my friend. I don't stand to preach this. I don't declare this. I don't write this because I've attained to it. I challenge myself. I reprove myself. Am I listening to God? What about you, my friend? And if it all is going well, then God be praised. But see with Judah, all her outward glories and shame, power can be brought to shame in a moment. And what looks so substantial is just chaff and will be blown away in the wind. Is this what might be said of us? And are we so hardened, so convinced that we are right, that we are not listening to God? And of course, if you're an unbeliever, although I said just now about the Ethiopian and changing his skin and the leopard his spot, of course, I said that shows human inability. It does, my friend. You need a radical change from within. You can't just change outwardly and conform to God. You need to listen to God as well as hear him. Death is on the road, your death. Judgment is on the road, your judgment. Hell is on the road, my friend, your hell, if you're outside of Christ. Eternity is gaping. The Bible says the grave is never satisfied. Death never says, oh, that enough, no more. We're going to die, my friend. And after the death, the judgment. Listen to God. What does he say? Now is the day of grace. Now is the day of mercy. Now is the day of salvation. Jesus ready stands to save you now if you will come. Listen to him, my friend. But more than this, listen means obey as well. Submit to him. Look to Jesus. Trust Jesus now and he will save you. I want the spirit of the apostle. He wept. He earnestly longed for those who heard him to be converted. The love of Christ constrains us, he said. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we seek to persuade men. May I have that spirit with you now. Do not perish, my friend. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. So I've challenged preachers, I've challenged the unbeliever, and I challenge you again, my friend, the believer. If you think all is well, make sure it is all well according to Scripture. I wouldn't put this passage in Jeremiah 13 too far away, too quickly. I'd have a good look at it first. Hear and pay attention, says God. And those of us who do feel things are wrong and wish to raise our voice and our hearts against it and our words against it, praise God for that. But may our hearts also have a weeping spirit. So the challenge of this passage is, are you listening? Are you listening to God? Unbeliever, believer, teacher, preacher, whatever condition we're in, are you listening to God?